Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day for President Trump in terms of his legal proceedings. The appellate court in Washington, D.C., often called the second most important court in the country, has voted unanimously, a three-judge panel, that President Trump does not have presidential immunity for anything that he did while he was president. He can be put on trial for it. And that means he can be put on trial coming up sometime after March 4th. He can be put on trial for the subverting the 2020 election results in D.C. Now, he has applied to the Supreme Court to see if they will make a judgment on appeal to overturn the appellate court. There is a widespread assumption that the Supreme Court will just pass on that and let the appellate court decision, which was 3-0, let that decision stand. They already are involved, and the Supreme Court has to be involved because it's a national case in that case that interacts with state cases. The Colorado move to take President Trump off the ballot because he was an insurrectionist based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That case, the Supreme Court is hearing. It is unclear whether they will hear this idea of presidential immunity. President Trump has reacted to the court's decision. He's not happy with it. There's also going on right now a vote on the impeachment of a member of the president's cabinet. That's President Biden's cabinet. A vote to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security. By the way, I don't know anyone who thinks, wow, that Mayorkas, he's done a super job. Way to go. And no, the border situation is a mess. Do I think that Mayorkas is the prime person to blame for it? No, probably. Joe Biden is the prime person to blame for it, if you want. But the idea is they're not going after impeaching Joe Biden on the issue of immigration, on the issue of a porous border. They're trying to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, who would become the first ever member of the cabinet to be impeached and removed from office. There was one prior member of the cabinet, William Worth Belknap, who I've written about. And by the way, I'm kind of impartial to all my writing, but this one over at Substack is a really good one to read because Belknap was a fascinating person. And he was the only cabinet member. He was Secretary of War for almost the entire time of the two terms of the Grant administration. And then he got involved in a clearly dishonest, crooked series of bribes that were actually received by his wife and then by his wife's sister, who became his wife after the second wife died. He had three wives, William Belknap. He's a Civil War hero. He was a very fine general in the Union Army. He wasn't such a fine cabinet member, and part of what the deal is that his second wife, Carita was her name, a Kentucky glamour girl. She made a deal with an entrepreneur to place his trading posts in federal facilities owned by the War Department, forts like Fort Sill in Oklahoma in Indian Territory. And these trading posts, because it was the only source where you could buy stuff, made a tremendous amount of money, and there was a tremendous amount of money that went to Secretary Belknap and his first wife, second wife, and then his third wife. His third wife was named Amanda, but everyone called her Puss. In any event, he was impeached on that. He was impeached on that. Jeremy's saying, don't focus on the news from 1876, focus on the news today. Focusing on the news today is a big deal. It is going to be a very close vote, probably, on the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, but given the fact that two very senior Republicans, Ken Buck, who is leaving the House of Representatives, and Tom McClintock, who is a longtime representative from California, both Republicans, both have said, no, you can't impeach him on this. There's no basis for the entire impeachment charge because there are no treason, bribery, high crimes, or misdemeanors. Meanwhile, do people care that Trump is a sociopath? That's a question asked by Mona Charon. Mona Charon, longtime conservative and Republican columnist and commentator. What does she mean by sociopath, and what does that have to do with his suitability to be president? And then speaking of pathologies and difficulties and problems, Ralph Peters is going to be speaking with us about the national security implications of the U.S. strikes against the Houthi. How to deal with Iran, and also his new project, which is called The Russian Way of War. And we're also going to be speaking about President Reagan's birthday, because today is the day. And John West of Discovery Institute has written a beautiful piece. It's deeply touching and very persuasive about Reagan's outlook on the world and creation and religious faith, which was much deeper and less transactional, less something that he just did for politics than many of his critics acknowledge. There's an amazing story about a personal interchange between Reagan and Gorbachev, and the translator took notes. And the impact of what was discussed there was just amazing. We'll get to that with John West here on a very busy day on the Medved Show. And then finally, J.D. Tusiel of Reason Magazine has an extremely probing question, it seems to me, that people might not be able to answer so well. If Americans are so fed up, so unhappy with our politicians, how come, according to every explanation, every expectation that we have, most of those politicians are going to be voted back into office? The overwhelming majority of people on both houses of Congress, governors, maybe even President of the United States, who knows? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number on the Michael Medved Show. First off, the decision by the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. A federal appeals court has unanimously ruled that Donald Trump can be put on trial for trying to stay in power after losing the 2020 election, rejecting Trump's sweeping claim of presidential immunity and moving the case one step closer to a jury. We cannot accept former President Trump's claim that a president has unbounded authority to commit crimes that would neutralize the most fundamental check on executive power, the recognition and implementation of election results, the panel of three judges wrote. Nor can we sanction his apparent contention that the executive has carte blanche to violate the rights of individual citizens to vote and to have their votes count. That ruling comes days before the Supreme Court considers another untested question raised by Trump's candidacy, whether the former president is an insurrectionist barred by the Constitution from returning to the White House because of his actions around January 6th. We will get to more of that and Trump, the accusation that Trump is a sociopath. What does that mean exactly? We'll find out from Mona Charon coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's the first time I've heard your show, and it's really splendid. It's beautiful thing.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump has, of course, responded to the unanimous decision by the Court of Appeals panel for the United States Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia, which is generally viewed as the second most powerful, influential judicial body in the country. In fact, many of the most distinguished Supreme Court justices have come from that appellate court. So when they have a panel, a three-judge panel that votes unanimously, that no, President Trump doesn't have immunity. President Trump is responding. He is not responding happily. He wrote on Truth Social that the decision by the court was nation-destroying. Harsh words from the former president. What a shock. He was critical of their ruling that said Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the United States election results. In his Truth Social post, Trump said that, quote, a president of the United States must have full immunity in order to properly function and do what has to be done for the good of our country, calling for the ruling by the appellate court to be overturned by the Supreme Court. My guess could be wrong. My guess is the Supreme Court won't take the case. They will simply pass and do what they like to do whenever they possibly can, which is to avoid getting involved with what is a very controversial case. Trump wrote that a president of the United States must have full immunity in order to properly function and do what has to be done for the good of our country. A president will be afraid to act for fear of the opposite party's vicious retribution after leaving office. It will become a political weapon. What the appeals court said, it said in the opinion, the judges found that if proven, the former president's efforts to usurp the 2020 presidential election were an unprecedented assault on the structure of our government. The judges also flatly rejected Trump's claim that his criminal indictment would have a chilling effect on future presidents. They wrote in the opinion, we cannot accept former President Trump's claim that a president has unbounded authority to commit crimes that would neutralize the most fundamental check on executive power, the recognition and implementation of election results. Nor can we sanction his apparent contention that the executive has carte blanche to violate the rights of individual citizens to vote and to have their votes count. In addition, they said that Trump's stance would collapse our system of separated powers by placing the president beyond the reach of all three branches. That's a pretty clear and pretty strong condemnation of this argument of whatever a president does, he has full immunity from prosecution. Trump's argument that this would somehow interfere with presidents doing their job, I guess when you consider all of those many occasions when presidents have been prosecuted for things that they did while they were president. By the way, you know how many occasions there were where someone had that kind of prosecution? None! It's never happened before. Trump is the first one. He's a groundbreaker here. It's never occurred to people, and he used the example, his attorneys did in arguing this case, that, well, what happens on something like this? People could prosecute George W. Bush after he left office because he was wrong about the weapons of destruction, mass destruction, that were held by Iraq, and he got us into the Iraq war based upon an incorrect reading of intelligence. Who would bring that case? Did anyone bring that case? I mean, there are plenty of Democrats who hated George W. Bush. Very, very polarizing presidency. But the idea that that is a violation of federal law somehow, that you are wrong, this is the same idea that is behind the Mayorkas impeachment. And the reason that, that some very conscientious, long-term, unquestionably conservative members of Congress of the House are saying, no, we're not going to vote to impeach this guy, is it's one thing to say that he's done a lousy job. It's another thing to say that he has committed a treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. There's no evidence at all. There's no charge at all. If you read the text of the impeachment for Mayorkas, which they're going to be voting on, and we will bring you the vote, I think it's very, very unlikely that Mayorkas will be removed from office and become the first person ever. But all of this leads to questions, and the Speaker of the House has a difficult line to walk because obviously he is a very loyal supporter of President Trump and he wants to keep his relationship with President Trump. He was asked today by Manu Raju on CNN about Trump losing this immunity case in court and whether he thinks a president should get total immunity. Here is what the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had to say. Clip 18.
I haven't seen that development. Was that this morning?
Yeah, they just ruled this morning.
I believe that they've been after President Trump for partisan political purposes. I think that's obvious. And we call it lawfare, and I think there's no other way to describe it.
There's no other way to describe it? In other words, all of the charges against President Trump, including the charges about trying to overturn a legally manifested and certified election. There's also a new attempt by two of President Trump's most loyal supporters, one of whom is a real possibility for vice president, a new attempt to pass a resolution suggesting that no, Trump was not an insurrectionist. Okay, coming up, he may not be an insurrectionist, but what about the idea that he is a sociopath? Mona Charon has written a piece based on a conversation she had with Jonathan Carl of ABC News. She's written a piece entitled, Do People Care That Trump's a Sociopath? And I think her conclusion is maybe not. We will get to that and much more coming up with Mona Charon right here on The MedVed Show.
This is not just intolerable, it's grotesque.
It's The Michael MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election result. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying that President Trump has become Citizen Trump. The Senate's border deal and foreign aid package was released Sunday, and if it's passed, it could seriously cut off asylum at the U.S. southern border and dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. But Speaker Mike Johnson declares the deal dead on arrival and said it actually won't fix a thing. Large parts of Chile are now being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to welcome to the show Mona Charon, who is the policy editor of The Bulwark. She's a nationally syndicated columnist. She is a prolific and best-selling author, and she's host of The Bulwark's Beg to Differ podcast. Her latest book is called Hard Right, The GOP's Drift Toward Extremism. And Mona, there's so much happening today. Maybe we can begin with a provocative question that you ask in a recent column. Actually, it's based upon a conversation you had with Jonathan Carl of ABC TV about his book on the last days of the Trump administration. You asked the question, do people care that Trump is a sociopath? Why exactly is that an important question? And what is the evidence that you see that he is, in fact, a sociopath?
So, Michael, first of all, hi. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. Second, you would think that the answer to that question is self-evident. You know, should people care that he's a sociopath? That shouldn't even require a response, but let's dig down below the headlines a little bit. First of all, let's talk about the evidence that he is indeed a sociopath. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk with Jonathan Carl is that in all three of his books, that chronicle his time as White House correspondent and then beyond. So he wrote three books about his experiences with the Trump administration and with Trump. Jonathan tends to zero in on the thing that I believe is the most salient characteristic of Trump and the one that to this very day I find myself, you know, sort of banging my head on the desk in disbelief that a man of this type, of this disorder, is regarded so positively by tens of millions of my fellow countrymen, and that is sociopathy. So what do I mean by that? Well, sociopaths don't have the normal level of feeling for other people. They're not psychopaths. They're not crazy in the sense that they imagine, you know, hear voices or you know, think, have paranoid delusions. But they are completely without empathy for their fellow human beings. They are completely self-absorbed and self-aggrandizing. They have an exaggerated sense of their own importance and a very fragile ego that cannot stand any criticism or pushback of any kind. Now, what are the examples? They are legion. So let's remember the events right after 9/11. 9/11 happened. The buildings were still smoldering. The images are fresh in everyone's mind. Donald Trump appears on a radio program in New York City at the time, and the interviewer asks him about it, and he says, yeah, this is really terrible, this attack. He says, but then he added this. So I guess that means I have the tallest building in New York now. He was referring to 40 Wall Street, not Trump Tower. But you know, what kind of person at a moment of national trauma and horror like that, where we still have images of people falling just, you know, 80 stories out of the World Trade Center to their death, who thinks that, okay? That's an example.
One of Trump's defenders would say he was joking, and we needed, at a moment of national pain and devastation, we needed a little bit of good humor.
Huh. Well, first of all, that's always it. It's always, he's always joking when he's caught out, so which he means he has a really bad sense of humor. We know that's not true. He can be funny when he wants to intentionally. And that was not a moment for humor. You know the expression too soon? It wasn't a moment for humor at all. Okay.
This was when was this broadcast? This was September 11th. It was September 12th.
It was either the 12th or the 13th. I mean, it was right around the time of the attack. Okay. How about another example? This is much more recent. Carl is interviewing Trump at Mar-a-Lago. This is post 2020, post insurrection, and he's asking him about whether he had any worries on behalf of his vice president. Recall that the rioters were chanting "Hang Mike Pence." They erected a gallows, and that Trump, by the way, during this riot, tweeted words about Mike Pence's betrayal that would only inflame the murderous crowd even more. So Carl asks Trump, "Were you worried at all about your vice president?" "Oh no," says Trump. "I wasn't worried. He was fine." And then he said, "But you know, they were shouting, 'Hang Mike Pence.' You know, you didn't say anything." And Trump says, "Well, they were very angry, you know." He says, "They were very angry, John. You have to understand." Now, this is a man. Okay, so even if it had not been his loyal vice president, the man who had been by his side all those years, someone he knew his family was there, even if he had been a stranger, a normal, non-sociopathic person would have said, "Of course, yeah, I was worried about Mike Pence. I mean, they were chanting, 'Hang Mike Pence.' This is a crowd that had obviously gotten very much out of control." Nope. He was so wrapped up in his own ego that he was perfectly content to see a murderous mob go after Mike Pence. And
well, again, on that day,
he was justifying it.
On that day of January 6th, there are so many people who have borne witness to having contacted President Trump, either with phone messages or in person, people, including Sean Hannity, who said, you've got to do something to stop this riot. And
that's correct.
He chose not. By the way, you've monitored this very closely, Mona Charon. What is the best explanation you've heard from Trump and his defenders as to why he remained so silent watching the riot unfold on television without doing anything to urge the people to calm down and go home?
So the fact is, Michael, that Trump's defenders are not sticklers for logic or consistency. So they have given a whole variety of explanations. They will say, on the one hand, they'll claim that the January 6th riot was the work of Antifa. And since it was the work of Antifa, it was a false flag thing, Trump had no control over it. Wouldn't have done any good, they say. Or they say it was a deep state operation that was actually being run by the FBI. Or alternatively, a little later on, they say, no, this was a patriotic display, peaceful. It was entirely peaceful and a patriotic display, and Ashley Babbitt was a hero and a martyr. And they say all of the above, Michael, without any regard for logical consistency or internal contradictions. And the fact is, there is no good explanation, and they don't really mind. They just, it's a kind of, they are indifferent to reality. It's whatever will get you through the next 5 minutes.
Okay, Mona, can you join us for a few minutes more? Because I want to put the question to you that I think is fundamental, and it, I am sure, is a major theme in your new book, Hard Right, The GOP's Drift Toward Extremism. People say, who support President Trump, he is a fighter. That's why we love him. He doesn't waffle. He doesn't collapse. He stands up for conservative principles. So what do you do to answer that idea, that very strong and very frequent defense? We'll get to more with Mona Charon. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there were once conservative heroes, people like George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan. These are people who a number of people in the Republican Party, probably something close to a majority of the Republican Party today, they seem to have rejected as conservative role models or stars in any sense. And part of the idea is they're not fighters. They are too soft. They are too willing to listen to the other side. Mona Charon, who is the author of a new book called Hard Right, about the current state of the Republican Party, she is the policy editor of The Bulwark. Mona, when did it become such a given? Because I remember when President Trump immediately, at the beginning of his campaign in 2016, when he made the comments about John McCain not being the kind of war hero he admired because he got shot down, when you talk about being a sociopath, there were still a lot of people who were indignant about it. Yep. But when did it become so much the case that in order to be a real Republican and not to be called a rhino or a traitor or some kind of a squish, you had to be someone who saw the other side not simply as wrong, but as demonic and evil.
Demonic. Yeah. There's so many threads. Some of this, Michael, you're in a better position to know than I am because you've been a talk radio person for lo these many years, and you know that a lot of this was sort of bottom up, that that the audience was hungry for that kind of politics and was searching for it, and got into the witch hunting business and you know, sort of trying to punish so-called apostates from true conservatism. But of course, then along comes Trump, and you add into the mix, and of course Trump is no conservative, But you add into the mix his particular insecurities and peculiar personality traits and needs, and suddenly it becomes impossible to criticize Trump without being accused of being a rhino or a traitor. And by the way, I have to say, I'm up there in years myself, and I remember very well that when H.W. Bush was president and I was a conservative columnist, I regarded it as absolutely normal and sort of part of my role to criticize him from the right and to make arguments about how he was departing from, you know, what I thought was the right policy. I didn't accuse him of being a traitor. I didn't say he was a rhino, but I sort of made criticisms. And of course, in the era of Trump, if you made a criticism of Trump, it was apostasy. It was a punishable offense. So it's partly this mood that was out there on the right, these alternative sources of information that they were getting, and it was partly Trump's own peculiar his own leadership and the nature of his ego, and many other things combined. I mean, there's a wonderful book by Tim Alberta, The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. I don't know if you've read it, but it sort of traces what was going on in evangelical Christianity too, which is a huge thread here, an important one about the corruption of the churches and the conflation of Trump with the deity and the belief that any opposition to Trump was the work of the devil. So we've got a really toxic brew going. But you asked me before the break about the but he fights argument. And, you know, this is common among Trump followers.
By the way, if I could just interject, this relates very directly to the religious aspect of this you just mentioned, because people really do believe, and I think to some extent they're right, there are attacks on the church that people hold that people who are of religious faith are somehow dangerous and deserve limitations and deserve tax deductions going away and things like that. And Trump is the kind of fierce fighter, the kind of uncompromising Galahad who can stand by and defend people of religious faith. That's the argument, of course.
Yes, I know a lot of people think that, and certainly the Republican Party has always been more cordial toward people of faith and has more of them, and the Democratic Party has traditionally been more secular. But let's get to the he fights, because, you know, it's interesting that people say that, and I think they mean he insults people. because in terms of actually fighting for anybody other than himself, the record's a little thin. And furthermore, I would say that people who say he fights have to look at who he doesn't fight, who he kowtows to, quite honestly. People
Vladimir Putin.
Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, they have love letters that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago.
Precisely. He is absolutely weak-kneed in the presence of authoritarians, dictators, tyrants, the worst kinds of abusers of power. They give him a little frisson of excitement. And he is not shy about saying it. And when he met with Kim Jong-un, he came out saying he wished, he said, you should see how his people respond to him. I wish my people responded to me that way, he said. And he praises Xi Jinping, I'm mispronouncing that, but the leader of China, because he doesn't have to worry about a legislature. He just snaps his fingers and things happen, or so Trump imagines. And how wonderful he is. He's some central casting, says Trump about Xi Jinping, as if that is, which, by the way, is Trump's highest praise for anybody that they're, you know, from central casting. And Putin, you know, when Putin rolled his tanks into another country, you know, killing innocent people, throwing an entire nation into turmoil and suffering. What was Trump? He was swanning around Mar-a-Lago on February 24th, 2022, saying, that was brilliant. How brilliant was that, he said, before withdrawing it because people were pushing back. And he probably at that point, Michael, said, I was joking. And we know he wasn't.
Given your probing of Trump's personality, one of the biggest decisions he has coming up is a very personal decision, is selecting his running mate. Who do you expect will be his choice?
If he could choose himself or a clone of himself, I'm sure he would. I don't know who he'll pick. I do know that it will be someone utterly subservient and someone who cannot have an independent power base or be considered a viable successor. So, you know, because that is if he were to be removed from office or, you know, some other thing. No, it will be some lickspittle, that's for sure.
Elise Stefanik, Kristi Noem, Vivek Ramaswamy,
J.D. Vance. Not Ramaswamy. Yeah. He's too much of a racist to pick Ramaswamy. But no, he might pick J.D. Vance. He might pick Elise Stefanik. He might pick Kristi Noem. You know, someone.
Tim Scott is in the running, apparently.
He's salivating over the possibility. Tim Scott, what a huge disappointment. So many of us had high hopes for him, but nope, he bent the knee.
In any event, her most recent podcast involves a conversation with Jonathan Karl about do people care that Trump is a sociopath. Mona Charon is policy editor of The Bulwark and a nationally syndicated columnist and outspoken and brilliant as always. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Ralph Peters on the Biden administration's response to the provocations by Iran. How much further can this war escalate, and what is to be done for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.